Rabbi says, we always discuss Tzayim Gedalia. It's a shtickle pelotik at Tzayim. The timing of the Tzayim is a shtickle pelot. First of all, many hold that he didn't die, I mean, based on the Rishonim, that he didn't actually die today. It wasn't Gimel Tishrei. He died on Rosh Hashanah itself. And the person that killed him, the murderer, Yishmael, was actually a Rosh Hashanah guest by Gedalia. But, so it's already a nidche. In fact, some Achronim hold that there's certain kulas to Tzayim Gedalia, besides for the kulas that we find in the poskim, that if somebody's weak, that's a separate discussion. Somebody's shvach, I got several shilas in the last couple of hours from different people about whether they should break the fast today in order to be able to have koiches to fast on Yom Kippur. Which, as I always say, all the years by me, it was never a shaila. Somebody's shvach enough that if they think they fast today, they won't fast on Yom Kippur, they have it in the choyla already. Shein genuk. Mamor of shach. If somebody's that shvach, that if they're going to fast today, they're not going to be able to fast. I didn't feel well today, but I'm fasting. I don't feel like if I don't fast today, I'm not going to be able to fast Yom Kippur. That's a strong level of chalishas. So I never understood it. Even though Stei Chemed brings down the shaila, many gedolei poskim discuss it. Are you done right now? I have a chiv to fast now. You say no. I look at Yom Kippur is much more chama. I should preserve my Yom Kippur. So that was the. But I have to say, I'm not going to say his name because maybe he's embarrassed, but one of the Choshev Yungalite Talmidim of mine sent me a shaila about 2 hours ago whether he should, nothing to do with Yom Kippur, should break his fast. He wants to be productive. He said, I feel I'm mamish not productive. I'm fasting, I'm mamish, I'm not productive. It's a Choshev person who asked me to shaila. I should break the fast, but I should be productive. So I told him it's a tiny sibul. And nobody's as productive. That's why the Gemara Taka says that Tamal Chochem Shoyeshu B'tainis Stamazay is a choyte. At the time Tamal Chochem decides he's going to start fasting Bahab and all of that, he's a choyte. Because he's Mamayit Malach HaShemayim. So today Malach HaShemayim is to fast and deal with it. Baltas to Meruf and Yom Kippur, and you're going to tell me, you know, that's what I told him. You call me Yom Kippur and say, you know, Lamaise, be in a dome. If I had a good breakfast Yom Kippur morning, I would daven with a bren, what's all given? Obviously, it's nachish. The Torah says, Tanu nafshi seich. It's not a tiny sibu. It's ein biyodeinu. It's ein biyodeinu. There was a movement, rather, frumayin, they came to Rabbi Yankov Zatzal with a similar shayla. They actually added a little lumdus to the shayla. The emes is, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Bisman, that's the next, the mamish, the next sugi over there, the Gemara says that Bisman, Shiyei Sholoim, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, all the fast days are Sosan and Simcha, it's a Yom Tov. They talk to the Gemara, it's mamish a Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Bisman, Shiyei Sholoim, it is mamish l'sosan u'l'simcha. Bisman, talk to the Gemara, Shiyei Shmulchome, it's Tzoyim. Ain't shalom ve'ain milchome. So the goyim say, like in their days, Rabbeinu Chananel, even before Rabbeinu Chananel, the goyim, ain't shalom ve'ain milchome. Rotzu misanim, rotzu ve'ain misanim. It's up to you. Every yochid has a right. Every yochid has a right to decide. Don't get too excited. Not you. This is in the time of the Gemara. The Rishonim bring down that now we already makabel aleinu choyva. Now we were makabel already aleinu choyva that we don't say rotzim b'sanim rotzim. Tisha b'av obviously zchuch pelu beitzoras, so there that fast stays until the Beis Hamikdash, that stays. The other fast days so there were those who held that when the Rishonim wrote that they were makabel choyva, then the taka was not a good time for Klal Yisrael. But now it's a lot better even than the tkufa of Ein Shalom Ve'Ein Milchama that the Goyim had. If you look at our history from the Churban Beis Hamikdash still today, even with the anti-Semitism, calls the Achnes, right? It's an envious time. It's an envious time. You go through our history, this is an envious time. In fact, I'm sitting here in an air conditioned Beis Hamikdash when it's seven. It feels like the air conditioner's on, no? Feels like the air conditioner's on, anyway. That the air conditioner's on when it's 72 degrees outside on a 13-acre campus in Meretz Leilman. Das ist nicht gewendet, die Tkufa in Klal Yisrael, since the Churban. There wasn't such a Tkufa, right? So they felt, today it's already, should go back to the din of the Gemara. Rotsim b'sanim, rotsim b'sanim. Should go back to that. The Chumra that they had in the time of the Rishayim. Lomais is in it, as I. But the fact is, that to have a Tzim Gedalia right in the middle of Aseres Meitshuva, it's Mamish Ashter. Mamish Ashter. Bashkof Rishen. It's Ashter. This is a time when we should be tack on full steam, all cylinders. Like I said, today we should have second Seder. All cylinders. Zayitocha. The Aseres Meitshuva, we start with Tanisim. And the Tanisim, now it is, you're ready from the morning, you feel Shvach. Before you eat. You're not fasting, yeah, but just the fact that you know you're going to be fasting all day. Ready in the morning, you walk around, people walk around. I notice that people walk around in the morning. So what are you shvach from? You know what I mean? It's 10 o'clock in the morning, people start walking slower. What? Terrence says, it's a fast day. I'm already shvach. I try to tell a guy who's slower, 9 o'clock in the morning. I can't hold cup, it's a fast day. What is a fast day? So I didn't in the yoyim. Psazeidos, right? So the Aseres Meitshuva to have a tainus, and a tainus that lachor has nothing to do with Aseres Meitshuva. Has nothing to do with Aseres Meitshuva, and it's an itcha according to many Rishonim. According to many Rishonim, it's already got pushed off, because the harige was at the Loshan Hagemara's mother, because the Loshan Hagemara says Gimu B'Tishrei Sheboi Ner Agadal Ibn Achim. The first kasha, some want to be mefasha. From a state in Novi, based on the way they have in Ezra and the other Rishonim learn, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they say that he got stabbed on Rosh Hashanah Tak. As Evi the Rishonim learn up to Maisa, he didn't die, the Yitzis the Shomer, he was Gimel Tishrei. That's how they get around the Vikuach. But anyway, obviously, it would be nourish for us to learn that this fast that we have today is punkt the day after Rosh Hashanah. Punkt the day that we should come in with a bren. Punkt. It's nicht punkt. It's obviously part of the Seder of the Aseres Meitshuva. It's the Avoid of the Aseres Meitshuva. So Shaila, what do we see here in Avoid? So we have the Pasha Pshat that I've told you many times over the years, and I still hold that that's the elementary. Today we'll go to the next level. The elementary Pshat that I always tell you, it's Kedai to Chazer it over, is that what did Gedalia ben Achikam represent? What did Itaka represent? Gedalia ben Achikam represented a bridge from the Bayis Rishon, that Be'etzem, if he would not have been killed, the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael would have not been bought. You understand? The Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael was still there. Roiv left, and those that stayed as Mashma, they were more the Pshutei Ham, the farmers, the dust, the Chashuvim. But Lamaise, they had a governor at Tzadik. They appointed the government, they appointed a governor at Tzadik Gedalia. And if the Yishuv would have stayed, the Lashon HaRambam is that when Gedalia died, it was Nichbisa HaGachelas. The coal got extinguished. You know, when you have a coal, you could still make a fire from it. You could stir it up and make a fire. Once the coal goes out, you have nothing left. So Gedalia represented the coal of the Bayis Rishon, of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. And if he would not have been killed, we would have stayed. And the Psik Tez Mashma, that if the Yishuv would have stayed, that means the second Beis HaMikdash would have been on a whole different Madrega. The reason why the Bayesheni was down a Madrege, right, all the Dvarim that were missing in the Hodor of the Beis HaMikdash was missing, was because there was a gap, there was a vacuum. And that vacuum, those 52 years of a vacuum, that's what created the bitl of everything. So it comes out that the Taka, Gedaliah ben Achikam, so what do you see? So from the Misa of Gedaliah ben Achikam, you see the difference between trying to fix something that's still alive to trying to resurrect something that's not alive. If Gedaliah would have been alive and the Yishuv would have stayed, the whole history of Klal Yisrael would have been different. So in essence, that's a service of Yeshuva. If a person has for shalom in their mind thinks, you know what? Shine. You can do tshuva anytime. It's true. It's yofer. As if you state in Rambam, tshuva now is good. It's nice. It's more attainable. It's a, no. You start off aseres mei tshuva with a stark reminder what it means nichbisa hagachelos. If you allow chas v'sholem aseres mei tshuva to go by and you go out of this window where we still have the gachelos of Rosh Hashanah, we still have the gachelos of the Yom Adin, we're tluyim v'omdim. Now's the time to be mechata de gecholam aziv yishtet mesechah Shabbos. Stir the coals. If you stir the coals, you save the day. You'll tell me, and what about stirring the coals Hanukkah time? So the Teretz is Tzoyim Gedaliah. Tzoyim Gedaliah is a reminder what happens when it's nichbas agachelos. There was a stirring the coals. There was a resurrection after 52 years. After Gedaliah was killed, there was a resurrection. But it was missing all the things that we had, all the glories that we had in the Bayis Rishon. Ultimately, the demise of Nevuah. The Psikta's Mashmai, even though we had Nevi'im, the second Bayis, the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Yes, Nevuah became bottled during the second Beis HaMikdash. But we had Nevuah, the beginning of the Tkufa, the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni. The ultimate bitl on Nevuah was because there was a hefsek. If it would have been straight, you know what the VMR, you have no asog. The Vilna Goyen said on himself, he said that if I was living in the door of the Amoraim, I'd be able to talk to them. That means if the Goyen was schmoozing with Rabbi Varova, they wouldn't go, what's this? Come on, Rabbi Leo, you don't belong here. You belong in ninth grade. No insult to ninth graders. You don't belong here. This is Chabur El Yena. Go back to ninth grade. The Goyen said, "Ich ken reden mit zei." I could talk to the Amoraim. He didn't say I'm on the level of Amoraim. He didn't say that. Chaim Volozhiner said on the Vilna Goyen, he said, "Ulai karamban, vulai karashba." It's like a rishon. He didn't say I'm on the level of Abayi Vrov, but he said I could talk to them. Right? And then he said the Tanoim also. Imagine. Imagine being able to say such a thing. Talk to Reb Meir. Talk to him. He said, but to talk, the Goyen said, to talk to a simple Jew in the time of the Nevi'im, I have no shachas. Not to talk to a Novi. To talk to a simple Jew in the Tkufas on Nevi'im, I have no shachas. I say it to Goyen. And the Psit Nes Mashma, that the Bittul Nevu and the Bayi Sheni was because of the bittul of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, which ultimately was because of the Mizrach. So definitely that's a lesson. But I want to just dive a drop deeper into this Yesoid and learn another thing from here, another important thing. The Ma'aseh Gedaliah ben Achikam, we have a shtikl stira between the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Nida. Let's stira. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says clearly, who killed Gedaliah? Yishmael killed Gedaliah. That's a Mefurash Pasuk. It's a Mefurash Pasuk. Yishmael killed him. But the Gemara in Meseches Nida says something different. The Gemara Nida, Tav Samach Aleph, Zok the Gemara, Because, by the way, Yishmael, when he killed Gedaliah, he didn't just kill Gedaliah. He killed the whole chevra. He killed the whole chevra. Killed the Netzigim and the Sarim and the, everybody that was associated. There's some gilsa that he killed thousands, but they killed the whole chabura. So it says they filled up, they found a bor, mole atzoma. That bor was mile, that shemile Yishmael ben Netanya chalolim. Dichsiv, habor asher hishluch shom Yishmael. But listen to the next words. Es pigrei anoshim, asher hiko, biyad Gedaliah ben Achiko. What? Biyad Gedaliah? What are you talking about? In the hands of Gedaliah? Gedaliah was the tzaddik. Gedaliah was a victim. Zok the Gemara. V'chi Gedaliah hoga. Gedaliah killed these people. Zok the Gemara lo yishmo hoga. Elo mitoich shohoye lo ilochush latzas yoichanam bekoirach v'lo ichosh. Malo v'akosuv ki ilu hoga. What a Gemara. Chofetz Chaim quotes this Gemara. Several places, but Meyuchin and Klal Vov, the Enuchas Loshen Hora. You know what the Gemara is saying over there? The Gemara is saying that if you look at there in the Novi, in Yirmiyah, the Yochanan ben Korach warned Gedaliah ben Achikam. He warned him that this guy, this Yishmael, wants to kill you. Fakert, Yochanan ben Korach wanted them to get him first. And Gedaliah ben Achikam refused to accept Loshen Hora. The tzaddik tak refused to accept Lashon. And the Gemara says, from here we learn, Omar Rove, I wish Nabisha, Afal Gavla Kabule, Lo Miboy, Lo Mechesh Miboy. Even though Lashon Hora, you're not supposed to makabel as truth, but you have to be choshesh. You have to be choshesh. And that was Gedaliah's mistake. The Dover Niflo, that the Gemara needs to say that Gedaliah is called Kilu Hoga. Peladik Gemara. And the Gemara Shoshana says that Gedaliah ben Achikam, he's a victim. So really, there's a split message here. The message of the Gemara Shoshana, Gedaliah is a victim. And that's zicher the way we neman. Zichr was a tzaddik. Tzaddik victim. He was murdered. And the Gemara Nid is telling us that it's Nechsham that Gedaliah ben Achikam killed them. As I stay in the Gemara. Ashehuko biyad Gedaliah ben Achikam. So what's going on? How do we understand this? Now if you look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara says, that Gedaliah died, Gimel B'tishrei Sheboi Nera Gedaliah ben Achikam. The Gemara then says, Umi Hargoy, and who killed him? The Gemara says, Yishmael ben Netanya. So the Shagas Aliyah, in his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, he says, I don't know what the Gemara wants over here. Mi Hargoy. It's a Pasuk. The Gemara's job is not to tell you stories that says in the Pasuk. The Gemara tells you some Chidushim. So the Shagas Aliyah fleked, first of all, Mi Hargoy, Yishmael Akilu, the Gemara is telling me, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Yud Chesam and Bey, he's telling you Achidish. He says, no, you know who killed him? As I fact, the Shagasai. I think Rabbi Yisai, that there's a Yisoid Godel that we could learn over here. I want to share with you what Rabbi Yankiv told me, what the takeaway is of Gedaliah. He said, Rabbi Yankiv said, I'm worried to Gevort. Worried to Gevort. And Rabbi Yankiv's connection to Gedaliah Taser Simei Tshuva. He said like this. He said a person goes through Rosh Hashanah. Right? Goes through Rosh Hashanah. Memela, now comes Taser Simei Tshuva. It's really the first day to whatever you madrega you try to reach on Rosh Hashanah to start making practical. The Sforim HaKadoshim say every day of Taser Simei Tshuva is Misakin that day. So you try to make it productive. Right? So Yankiv said, a lot of times people walk away from Rosh Hashanah and their heads are in the clouds. Their heads are in the clouds. It's like shuas. You ever spoke to Yeshiva guy shuas, Erev shuas? What do you plan to do tonight? I have 10 blam meseches moed kot, and I plan to finish. Then I'm going to chazer over everything we did this year in Ian Zeta. And then I'm missing a couple blots. And then if there's leftover time, I'll do some minyan at the end. It's shorter than the morning Seder. You're a lot more tired, and there's a lot more cheesecake and coffee. Yeah. But somehow, or some night, you're going to finish my cotton, chaz over everything you did in this year, finish up whatever you need in Bekiris, and then leftover time, you're doing Yonah Degayim. Yeah. Fantasy Island. Okay, this is good fantasies. Right. Rabbi Yankov said, fantasies are good for a person to have, stop to have fantasies. They asked Abraham Kotlos Atzal how he was able to have such Talmidim. So Byron said, every Talmud that I had, a lot of the European Rabbonim that came to America, so they looked American, the American door, Nebuch, was lost. Okay, I hope my Talmud, the barrel, will be a Shemesh Shabbos. I'm going to teach him some Hilchah Shabbos, make him a Shemesh. But Byron said, I walked in, I looked at this guy, I said, you're a barber. You're a bachonon. Du bist a Naftali Trump. He said, Memela, I gave the Talmidim Masogis. I gave him Masogis. It's not to be Shomer Shabbat. Not that Shomer Shabbat is a bad thing, it's a great thing. It's fantastic. Right? That's for good, it's gewaldig. Oh, but that's not the end. And the Baron said, say yes, that I told this Talmud of mine, he's a Rabbah Ber. See, he didn't grow to be a Rabbah Ber, but he became Rosh Hashiva. And he moved to some community and he started yeshiva. He became Rosh Hashiva because he had asog. So it's good to have fantasies. And for count, the fantasies help you grow. Right? But Biankov said, tshuva has to be practical. Our job in Aseres Meitshuva is to think, well, how are we going to take the avoida that we had Rosh Hashanah and Lamaisa? What are we going to do Lamaisa? What are we going to do Lamaisa? The Marsha by us in Rosh Hashanah says, what's the Gemara trying to say that it was Gimel B'Tishrei? What's the point? The Marsha says, Amore de Gezach. He says, this Yishmal, he was a frum guy. He's a choshev guy, this Yishmal. Actually came from David's Mishpacha. He held he's more roy than Gedalia. He was jealous. That was really underlying the problem. He was jealous of Gedalia. He was a choshev guy. He didn't stop go to Rosh Hashanah to daven. He probably went to the choshev minyan. He didn't daven with the balabatim. Chas v'shalom. He davened the spitz minyan with the tkiyas from the Motkat, 400 tkiyas. They had 400 tkiyas to be yetz all the shittas. The briskim, the temonishim, the alav, it's gewaldic. He mamish, he was oiske blossom from Mikol HaTzdodim. And zogt Reb Yanke, zogt the Marsha, you think he woke up Gimel Tishrei in the morning? Tzoyim Gedalia, then it wasn't yet Tzoyim Gedalia because Gedalia was alive. You think he woke up Gimel Tishrei in the morning? Said, oh, you know what? I'm going to kill Gedalia. No, that was a plan. He had the plan. So the Marsha says, he went to shul. He went on Rosh Hashanah to shul. He davened, he did tshuva, he made kabbalas, everything. And in his head, he still had a plan to kill Gedalia ben Achik. He still had such a plan. That's what a Jew, that's the Musa, what a person, you think it's Rosh Hashanah. Nishta zei poshet. Nishta zei poshet. The murderer that killed Gedalia ben Achikam, he was in Shul Rosh Hashanah. Not Stam Mizrachvant. Mistam Ikat Shlishi. Could be it was the Balmakre. I don't know, I'm just saying, could be. Then go Choshev. Lamaisa. That's what comes out from the Marsha, the Lekach. Rabbi Yankov said a Gevaldik Gevor. Rabbi Yankov said, you Baal Tshuva. You Baal Tshuva. You have to be practical. Gedalia ben Achikam, he wasn't practical. He was such a tzaddik, a tzaddik, tunish mekabelzah. What did he tell What did he tell Yechon Mekarach when he told him this guy wants to kill you?
Sheker at the doiver, you're a liar.
I'm not makabel. Ali yidin zan tzadikim.
Right. Zok Rabbi Yankiv comes out that Gedalia ben Achikim was too much of a tzaddik.
He wasn't practical. Not practical, but could be Gerim Shrichus Domin. Not practical, but Shrichus Domin.
That's the lekach. The lekach of Aser Simei Tshuva is all the tshuva in the world, you have to bring it to Lamaisa. If it's not Lamaisa, you go nowhere with it.
You go to the Beis HaKvoras.
That's the lekach. That's the reason why it starts, why the Aser Simei Tshuva starts with a reflection of Gedalia ben Achikam. It's because with all Gedalia ben Achikam's tzidkes, if it was missing the practical element, that's what it was missing. That's what it was missing. Practical.
Missing practical? So if you take Rabbi Yankiv's vort and you stick it into the Marsha, it comes out, both of them weren't shul. Gedalia ben Achikam and Lahavdul Yishmael. And Yishmael was never heading towards Ritzicha. Gedalia ben Achikam and the spitz Rosh Hashanah Yid. But if you're missing the practical part of it, everything could be lost.
And that's the hakdom of the Aseres Mei Tshuva. To make from Aseres Mei Tshuva, to make it Lamaisa.
To make practical changes in your life that are real, that are Dovah Shel Kayom Atak. It's Taka Dovah Shel Kayom. Taka Dovah Shel Kayom. And I was thinking, okay, you know what, it's late, we'll stop here for now.
I walked in with this thing. I said, wow, that's beautiful. I want to actually.